break. It's a mini episode.
Hello and welcome to another mini-sode of You Gotta Check This Out with Mike and Dre. I'm the Mike, and this week we go further into some Babylon 5 related and unrelated topics with Dan Alvarez. We explain Slater's Gambit, agree on the best Sonic show, and have an extended conversation about that weird final scene of the episode where a lizard man uses his prosthetic eyeball to creep on a married couple.
Anything else on the Ivanova Marcus storyline? And
well, I liked her final line, which is at least the least I could have done was boffed him. And then that's like what brings her like really dramatic acting back to Babylon 5 level, where Franklin's like, did you just say boffed? That's the verb you're going to use. It wasn't like I was doing anything. It was like, that's your reasoning of like, I wasn't busy today. I could have just had sex with them real quick.
Did she actually say this line, or is it just in my head? That's, oh yeah, that's boffed is something Marcus would have say that.
Yeah.
That's why it's okay. That was a perfect way to put to end that.
Yeah. Guys, I got to bring up this Baxter. I was doing some research on him. So you mentioned he had general face, Mike. It's even better. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to guess. I'm reading through his IMDb. His biggest role was in Armageddon. So the actor's name is J. Patrick McCormick. His biggest movie he was in, unquestionably, would be Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
He was a general. His name in that movie, General Boffer.
Nice.
It's all connected.
Full circle.
It's all connected.
He boffered him.
Yeah. So he's definitely going to try and boff Sheridan, as we know. And yeah, we have that. And as you mentioned, he is just, I'm going to have to kill him. And you're like, said that.
Yeah,
kind of weird, man.
Yeah, all the thing about how you comrades in arms and now I have to kill them all. Yeah, Earth just does something to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then we do get like the detonation of the of this opening chess gambit, really just opening chess preparation, which is Lita Alexander.
You called it a gambit. It's a gambit.
It's not a gambit. We don't have time to explain chess.
It's not a gambit.
A gambit in chess is when you sacrifice something. If you just set up all your pieces in place and win, that's
he's
called
sacrificing
sound
the telepath. It's a gambit.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that not the sacrifice?
I brought this up and I called it, you could call it a poisoned piece. So I wouldn't call that a gambit. If you put a piece in a proper location, it's not really a
just
gambit.
Just because you lick the piece before you put it on doesn't mean it's poisoned, Dre. How many times do we have to play chess? And I have to tell you that.
Yeah, fair. Dre doesn't see telepaths as real people, so that's why he's like, this isn't a sacrifice. This is just a poisoned piece. They were poisoned from the beginning.
I'm just like, Frank does that. She's like, they're not weapons. She's like, they are weapons. Damn, okay, man.
Sounds like the old Sheridan Gambit where he licks the pieces and put them back on the board.
Sheridan Gambit. Gambit is where you sacrifice something, or the flip side where you take out half of the opposing fleet.
That's, I just like, I take your kings. Put it back on the table. What are you going to do now? You're not going to touch it. It's my gambit.
I'm never playing chess with you, Mike.
I licked both your rook. What you going to do? I licked them. Slater's gambit.
Ooh. Okay. See my brain back in the game. Like left cord, a telepath has exploded the engine room of my ship piloting the show.
I hope that game isn't chess you play against me, because you know what I'll do? I'll take both your bishops and I'll lick them. Both of them. What are you going to do? Nothing. I've already licked them.
I was not prepped for any of this, Daniel. This was not in the script. This was not in the notes. In the midst of this,
no notes.
We're going to discuss happy endings on the next episode.
Happy endings. I thought we were covering Babylon 5.
Yeah, that's a good show, by the way. All right, but does it have the Adam Pally in it? Is that the one?
That's the Adam Pally one.
Love him. He's so good in so much stuff. Let's talk that instead of season 5, by the way.
The Knuckles show. Did you see the Knuckles show?
I love the Knuckles show.
It was so underrated. That's the best thing that's ever come out of Sonic anywhere. That show is amazing.
You didn't see this coming, did you, Dan? All right. And
we can go on to talk about Father of the Bride. That usually happens, too.
I will tie that Knuckles show to Babylon 5, and that Knuckles show, unlike the Sonic movies, because it's, you know, like a made for Netflix or Paramount or whatever show, has some really low budget special effects, including there is a puppet flashback where Adam Pally in a Knuckles costume along to a random song is like reenacting a scene. It's not CGI'd. And I was like, oh, you could have just done that. And that relates to Babylon 5, where sometimes you don't need amazing costumes and stuff. You just need good storytelling.
Watching the episode, I was like, this is going to be a question.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I knew right away. And I was like, it's funny because it's dumpy, grumpy Doc sleazy and or sleazy and sleepy.
Sleazy.
And
I was
sleazy. And I kept thinking, like, well, Franklin is obviously Doc, but I wonder who Sleepy is, and I wonder who Sneezy is.
They end the show in bed together. And Mike, I'm going to let you explain what the fuck happens here.
Well, I entitled this scene The Creepy Peeping Peepers of a Lizard Man. Because Jakar, if you remember, he had a prosthetic eye put in and he cleverly leaves it in the bedroom with Sheridan and Delenn that night.
It's a prosthetic wireless eye, right? So it's like an eye implant, but it can actually see, and it's wireless, and he can pull it out to charge it. So yeah.
I don't know what they're playing the scene for, because it's him and Londo, like, having drinks or something and like ribbing each other. And then they're like, yeah, I bet you can would like to watch them now. I am really watching them now. And it just shows his eye watching Sheridan and Delenn having sex. And that's how they end the episode.
Which was so weird too. Cause like, I remember when he gets the prosthetic eye that Franklin is, remember, you have to turn it off when you like go to sleep. Otherwise it'll still transmit messages. And he's like, wait, it works outside of my head. And he's like, yeah, you could essentially like use it. And I was like, I don't remember him using it for anything else.
Yes.
Like throughout the entire show, between him losing the eye to this point, there are so many times you could have been like, oh yeah, Jakar, like he's getting information because he left his eye in a meeting or did something like that. And nope, he decides his best use for his prosthetic eye is to creep on Sheridan and Delenn, essentially just like doing their honeymoon. But also the fact that Londo is, wouldn't it be night we can watch them right now?
Yep.
Like, it's not even so much. It's like, obviously, it's super creepy Jakar is doing that. But it's also very creepy that Londo, like, unprompted is, you know, it'd be great if we could just watch these two people that we would argue are, like, are pretty close friends. People that we, like, are in high, like, authority
literally formed the modern alliance that is governing the entire galaxy around.
You could argue are like the only people that would ever do the right thing if we ever got in trouble. Wouldn't it be great if we could watch them bang?
Noting that is in show lore, because that's like part of the Minbari rituals. If you're getting married, you have to have sex in a room with a bunch of religious cast.
Been an ongoing theme of people watching them having sex.
But also, wasn't it that Delenn was like, there's 47 steps to get married, and it has to be a big thing, and they're like, yeah, they just eloped on the White Star on the way back to Babylon.
No. You're answering this, Daniel. What if this is legitimately part of it? Because the weird thing to me, when you're saying, like, the 47 steps, I think this is a step.
First, befriend a lizard man. Second, give him a prosthetic eye. Third, entice him to creep on you.
Yeah, she probably went up to Jakar and was like, hey, we have two rituals left. We didn't get to one. You could actually hook us up. You got that prosthetic eye. Can I just put it on the thing and you watch us? And that might even be why Londo's like, hey, wouldn't it be cool? Because he's like, ah, man, Minbari rituals this. Wouldn't it be cool? Like, it's not like a best man. They're like, will you be my weird voyeur for the last ritual of marriage? That has to be a Minbari thing. This all tracks.
Especially because they're like, not too many Minbari have gotten married, so I bet it is specifically like, we have to find a Narn to watch us, because they're just, it's so hard to get a Narn on Minbar nowadays to watch anyone elope and have sex. And then also, doesn't that eye, when they put it in his face or in his head the first time, it's transmitting to a TV screen. That's how Franklin is like testing that it's working. So it has the ability to like stream somewhere else.
This is like Revenge of the Nerds on Babylon 5. They're like broadcasted everything.
Essentially, Londo and Jakar are in a dark room watching the news, and Londo's, what if we can watch them have sex? And Jakar's, if I just Bluetooth this thing real quick, next thing you know.
But rest assured, not as much. So this being the official end is funny. I'm glad we all had our own headcanon to explain that scene. I will note, marriage-wise, that eye is borrowed and blue. So there you go. Season 5 for me was when I was in 9th grade, so I'd gone into high school.
How far apart are you guys in age, too, in grades?
5 years.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just like the Babylons.
Oh, 5 years.
Okay. four grades. So I went into high school when he went into college.
Yeah, that's about 4 or 5 years is like a generation of like pop culture stuff that goes through. So you guys probably had a lot of stuff where there's things like Babylon 5 was a touchstone in between you in certain ways, but you guys probably had like your own things you were into by, especially by that time in later school.
Yeah, I just remember I loved the PsyCorps. That was like my favorite, like the telepaths and like the secret dark police. And I was like, yeah, like that they're kind of their own entity throughout the entire show.
Huh. Are you a baddie?
I don't know why. I liked the Borglons too. Because obviously I was like, okay, they're of all the races, I think you kind of get drawn to them just watching the show naturally.
You get to live in the tank.
Yeah, the mystique of it all. But I liked that. I think at one point me and my friends were like, oh, let's play like a D&D Babylon 5 version. And I was like, cool, I'm a psychop. Like, I've got to be a psychop. I'm not going to even try and be anything else. Everyone wanted to be like a ranger or something like that. And I was like, no. Psychop all day. Give me the black gloves.
Thanks again for listening. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get the show. Next week, we'll be covering the Babylon 5 movie, In the Beginning. And just so Dre can never accuse me of always getting in the last word, here's a clip from Buzzer Practice where Dre gets in the last word. Cheers, all.
We're going to do a buzzer practice right now. Here's the buzzer practice. Question the first. What is your last name?
Dan Alvarez.
Ooh, I'm going to give it to both of you because I had one in one ear and one in the other. I was looking at you both as like double vision over here. All right, but that proves you guys are ready. So the buzzer practice went well.
Hey, Dre from the future here. Just noting that I actually did barely win this buzzin on the question that doesn't matter.